Intercept.
We should see a tree that has essence of moon characteristics. Do you see that?
I can't say that I do. Does that mean it's like crescent-shaped or something? I can't really see anything anymore. Can we turn the flashlight on?
I don't think we're supposed to do that.
Will the light steal the witch's power or something?
No, I just think I remember something about no light, or no light that's not from the Earth's natural components.
Oh, right. Batteries might have invisible toxins they emit.
Exactly. Wait, is that it? Does that tree have essence of moon?
I can't see anything. You tell me. I thought this witch lived in a hut or something. Can't we just look for a hut? Or go home? My stomach hurts.
Well, that's why we're here, to help you. We can turn back anytime you'd like, but you said you were willing to try something different to get healthy, so I went to a lot of work to set this up.
And I appreciate you boiling drops of bird blood or whatever you did to summon this witch into our lives, but my dad is an orthodontist. I feel a little odd actually going through with this.
There are lots of different methods to practice medicine, and keeping people's teeth straight isn't exactly a prerequisite for me if I have back pain or stomach issues.
He had to study organic chemistry and physiology, biology, and genetics. He had to do all the... What was that?
Oh, I think that's him. I think I see a tarp. Follow me.
A tarp? I thought we were looking for essence of moon in a tree. And oh my god, what is that smell?
Hello, are you my 7 o'clock?
That would be us. Sorry we're a bit late. Couldn't find the tree of moon.
That's okay. The marmots are lactating right as the blue jays are laying eggs. It's a rare cycle overlap. I have some of each boiling in the cauldron. Don't mind the smell. The calcinic acid it produces is great for an upset stomach.
I have been having a stomach issue, but, well, that doesn't sound very scientific.
Hey, we're going to hold off for now and let it fully boil. We had a few questions, too, if you don't mind. Like, how long have you had your clinic here?
It's all boiled. Ready whenever. The calcinic acid will start to deatomize if it boils too long. A clinic is stationary, bad for the circulation. I move with the tides and the moon.
Yeah, one thing clinics lack is tarps.
Easy. Sorry about that. She's just irritable because she's dealing with back pain and joint
pain, yes. And lack of energy, just overall lethargy. Is the calcinic acid good for that?
Oh, I didn't know about the joint pain. Probably microbes. Have you tried swimming in raw sewage?
I have not. The smell, not unlike the one here, would be hard for me to deal with.
We need to get rid of your sense of smell before we do anything. I have some parasites here. Do you prefer nasal or oral ingestion?
Ooh, that is a tough decision. Which do you prefer?
I always go nasal. I have one in right now. It's also removed a portion of my frontal lobe that causes us to doubt ourselves as a bonus. You want that one?
I think we should probably get heading back.
You don't even want to try the marmot milk and blue jay mix? I thought you said you had an open mind.
Oh, I do. I have a very open mind about the relationships I get into, about the levels of stupidity I'm willing to deal with, how much science I'm willing to abandon, how many tarp dwellings I'll visit in the woods. I'm very open-minded, and I would love to feel fully healthy, but I'm gonna throw up if I stay around this smell any longer.
A purge would be good for your system, but make sure you do it in this pot. We can synthesize the...
You want to synthesize her? Okay, even for me that's a bit much, and the smell is getting pretty overwhelming. When you say you have parasites here, Where exactly are they?
In a dead antelope I keep out back.
All doctors do.
You keep... Wait, how far out back? Is that what the smell is?
I have no idea.
He has no sense of smell because a parasite is currently eating his frontal lobe, in case you have forgotten our new doctor's credentials. Okay, I think that's it for me.
Turn it off! The phonons emitted from battery anodes cause glaucoma!
Okay, I'll keep that in mind. Oh my god! That tree has a crescent moon carved into it like an old-timey outhouse. Is that the essence of moon?
It is! It has 3 drops of owl saliva on its trunk and all of my fecal waste beneath it, so you know it's properly activated. You didn't happen to bring any toilet paper, did you?
We did not.
But we agreed on that as payment.
Don't you know that toilet paper causes rheumatoid arthritis?
Fair enough.
Hang on. I'm coming with you. Hey, should I bring some of this marmot milk soup with us?
No, and there is no more us.
Oh, don't say that. Is this because I insulted your dad's profession? Or is it more like specific to this tarp situation? What did I just step in?
Sorry, stomach troubles. Why do you think I'm boiling this broth?
Yeah, but you said it was all under the tree, that it was properly activated. You lied to me. Hey, wait for me. I'm sorry. Sorry about this. When we get back, let's call your dad, see if he knows any scientists or actual doctors. No more tarps, I promise. Wait, you have the flashlight.
Are you tired of store-bought body soap leaving your skin feeling dry and irritated? It's time to make a switch to something better. Brianna's handmade soap. Did you know that handmade soap contains glycerin, a natural byproduct of the soap-making process? Glycerin is an excellent skin moisturizer. And here's the secret. Those factory-made soaps remove the glycerin and use it in additional products like lotions and creams. It's a sneaky move to make you buy 2 products when you only need 1. Quality handmade soap that cleans and moisturizes. Say goodbye to dry skin and hello to the perfect soap that cares for your skin the way it deserves. Try Brianna's handmade soap today, crafted with love. Visit me at briannasoap.com. That is briannasoap.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Hey, get you guys anything else?
No, thanks. And then, like, the other day, I see him riding by on one of those bikes with the giant front wheel.
Oh, those have a name. It's called a penny farthing. So he was riding a penny farthing?
Yes, I mentioned that. He was riding the bike, and he had, like, leather gloves on and goggles and an old-timey hat and a scarf blown behind him in the wind. I knew it was him from his stupid mustache.
Did he see you?
Yes, we waved. And then he tipped the brim of the stupid hat down and kept on riding. Oh, and he was smoking a pipe.
Classic. And you're mad at him because penny farthings are dangerous or ostentatious?
What? No, what made me mad is seeing him later that night at a party, and he was talking to some higher-ups, and I brought up the bike, and he looked at me like I was insane, and, like, raised his eyebrows and stared at his drink in kind of a, okay, kind of way.
Wow, that's not like him. That sucks. What'd you do?
I was like, the big bikes, with the big front wheel.
Shame you didn't know it's called a penny farthing.
I'm aware. Yes, a shame. But he just kept shaking his head, and I kept pleading with everyone, making eye contact individually as I went around the circle of higher-ups. A pipe! And a scarf! And goggles! And they all just kept looking at their watches and at the ceiling, like I was insane!
Did you mention that you'd seen him riding a penny farthing?
Yes! Please stop saying the name. Yes, I mentioned it. Eventually, I was sort of yelling it. I saw him! On a big bike! Just today! But just blank stares.
That's too bad. Maybe he didn't include you because Maybe he was one of those kids who moved around a lot and had to make friends in new places regularly, and he just didn't want to risk losing these new friends?
By acknowledging that he likes to ride a penny whatever?
Farthing.
Got it. And we're adults. Scared of losing friends by admitting you have an odd hobby? He was fine with me seeing him ride it, but not these hotshots?
Maybe. Maybe he trusts you. Or maybe he grew up with Shetland ponies.
Grew up with what? How would Shetland ponies have anything? No. You know what? I don't care. Why is it our job to sift through all these possible scenarios that someone may have been subjected to in the past just to make exceptions for their less than great current behavior?
Shetlands tend to ostracize members as a way to strengthen a smaller portion of the herd.
Neat. So on the off chance he spent his childhood being raised by ponies, I should just ignore how ridiculous he behaved at the party?
Oh, it was a party? I thought it was a work thing.
Right, yeah, it wasn't a party. More of a function. And what was that sound?
Oh, a deep reflexive intake condition. I just got formally diagnosed. Lots of people our age are finding out they have it.
Jesus Christ. Can we just step out into public and pretend free will exists? Can we pretend to be versions of ourselves that don't need some form of acceptance with every odd thing we do?
Sorry. It's just tied to anxiety, so the inhales are just a byproduct of discomfort.
Well, I apologize for aggravating your condition that I was unaware of in spite of knowing you for over a decade.
That's okay. Oh, wow. Speak of the devil, I'm gonna answer.
Sure. Answering calls during a meal, why not?
Hey, we were just talking about you.
Make sure to ask him about the ponies.
Yeah, I'm with him right now. It's called a penny farthing. No, he hasn't asked me if I ride one. Yeah, he mentioned the party that I wasn't invited to. Nope. No, he didn't. Why don't I just put you on speaker?
No, you don't need to.
Hey, buddy. Out riding your big bike?
Penny farthing.
No, I was not, and I never have.
You haven't? But you waved to me from one, with the scarf, in the pipe.
Yeah, in the goggles. Yeah, I heard you repeat that 50 times the other night. It was not me on the bike. Why do you keep repeatedly asking? I do not ride a penny whatever.
Farthing!
What is that all about?
Oh, he has a new condition that we never knew about for over a decade. I'm sorry about the bike thing. I was convinced it was you waving at me from the bike.
We were even wondering if maybe you were raised around ponies.
What would that have to do with anything?
Well, when anyone does something unusual or rude, you have to come up with some sort of root cause of it, rather than just accepting they're being a jerk.
Oh, like we do with you?
Ponies tend to exclude members from the herd.
What do you mean like you do with me?
Like how you were insane at the party.
Knew it was a party.
Or how you have no problem blurting out rude things or not thinking of others.
I do that?
Well, you did tell the server we were good before I could order more tea. Now we're just sitting here taking up a table. And you didn't invite me to that party.
Even though I specifically asked you to.
And you didn't exactly react kindly to hearing my diagnosis. And I've told you many times I ride a penny farthing, but you've never committed that to memory or even learned the name.
Okay.
You've had to handle pretty regularly at small things, but we just accept you for who you are.
So I'm the bad guy. Well, I'm sorry.
It's fine. We know that you were...
Don't you even say it.
Dude, come on. You're doing great.
For a guy who was raised with gorillas? Is that it? That's what you were going to say?
Well, yeah. It's pretty impressive.
This has nothing to do with anything.
I'm going to need you guys to leave.
Can I order a tea before we go?
No.
That's fair.
Hey, sorry about him. He was raised by gorillas.
I don't care. You can't act like that no matter how you were raised.
This is coffee as it is and coffee as it should be. This is Bridgeport Coffee Roasters, the peak of freshness. Use the promo code INTERCEPTS to get 15% off a batch of our crafted coffees at bridgeportcoffeeroasters.com.
You take photos of everything, your family, your trips, your life. But here's the question, who else can see them? With ND Photos, the answer is no one but you. Not ND, not advertisers, not the cloud. Your photos are end-to-end encrypted. No ads, no tracking, no training. At Ente, privacy isn't a feature, it is the foundation. Available on all platforms and open source, check out ente.io, that is E-N-T-E, for more information. Use code INTER15 for 15% off on your subscription. Take control of your photos. Choose Ente.
Sorry to bother you during dreams.
What? Who is that? Oh, I was just having the greatest dream. Why do I feel like I'm awake?
Well, you kind of are. Your body is still asleep, but this is just a check-in to see how your experience is going.
Experience? Like being alive?
Yeah, I guess. How are you enjoying it?
That's fine. The rent is manageable, and I have a cool cat, a decent job. Cool friends, family, weather's nice. It would be a lot better if I could get back to that dream, though. Dang, it's kind of like it's drifting already. Did you see it? I was in that big room, but everyone was holding cakes that looked like buildings, and they had little stick legs.
No, I didn't see that.
Aren't you God?
No, I'm just popping in to inform you that your world is about to undergo the switch you signed up for.
Wait, switch I signed up for? What?
You signed up for a topsy-turvy, or sometimes referred to as a switcheroo, and that's about to kick in. You asked that you be alerted beforehand.
What are you talking about? I signed up for what? Who are you?
Prior to your experience, you requested the switcheroo. Many participants get so immersed in the experience that they forget about the plan they signed up for. And so we offer this check-in so that it's not too jarring.
So that what is not too jarring?
Well, your world. You mentioned your life being decent, pleasant even. Well, the package you signed up for, a lot is about to change.
Okay, a lot is about to change. What is about to change? My job? What, am I gonna move? Or get fired?
Maybe. It's a lot of things. The world will feel completely different. People you thought you knew will seem as though they were inhabited by aliens, or that they somehow became possessed.
No way. No. No, my friends are kind and smart.
Many of them were, yes. But in the switcheroo, they will suddenly be comfortable with ideas and values that you find to be cruel, heartless, and immoral.
No way! So when I wake up, I should suddenly expect my friends to be hateful monsters? That's a weird way to approach the world.
It'll start slowly. You may start to notice a phenomenon referred to as the orange resonance. You'll see the color orange more frequently. It will be brought up more. It will start to be synonymous with ignorance and bigotry and fear and hatred and stupidity.
Well, I like orange. It reminds me of the desert and comfortable leisure wear. Desert liege. Now you're saying my friends will be carrying orange torches and trying to murder me?
No, not at all. You'll just notice the resonance, and some of your friends will potentially gravitate to that way of thinking.
My friends are kind. No way they would do that. And why would I or anyone sign up for a world like that?
That I don't know, but the typical reason is that participants want to see how they would react in a world that went nothing like they expected. How they would behave if some of the comforts they took for granted disappeared.
I wanted this? Well, I take it back. I don't want to see my friends become brain-dead, bigoted idiots. I want to get food with them and laugh about trivial nonsense and I have a nice, simple life.
Yeah, that's pretty common. You start with a life that has plenty of good things, and then the resonance appears, and suddenly many of those simple pleasures go away. You wanted to see how you would respond.
No, I don't. No, listen to me now. I do not want a switcheroo. Please, just keep it how it is until I die.
Sorry, I was just checking in. When you wake up, you won't remember this, but you will be moderately prepared for the shock of the orange resonance appearing. And I can't stress enough how much stupidity it brings with
it. Wait. No. Please don't do this. Can I please cancel my order?
Sorry. No. I can offer you this, though.
Whatever I do, no matter how much I plead and beg, don't let me back out. I know I can handle the switch. I'll fight it. I'll make it better.
Damn it. Okay, fine. Can you at least tell me how my dream ends? Did my cake win best building for stick-legged people? Hello? Can you at least put me back in that dream? It's the least you can do. You did wake me up. Seems relatively rude, to be honest. Wake me up out of a cake dream, lay this horrendous news on me, then head back to wherever you live. The depths of hell, I presume. Just kidding there. It's just a lot to take in, and I'm venting, okay? How will I deal with my friends being idiots? Well, they start, like, buying a lot of bumper stickers and flags, and so I can't deal with that. People that display their emotions on the backs of their vehicles, not for me. Oh, that's a nice cake. Skyscraper. That'll be hard to beat. Oh, and when you say stupid, how stupid are we talking? Like getting rid of critical vaccines stupid? What, bleach under the skin, eliminating science, mandatory huffing of gasoline? Can you give me a ballpark? Oh, guy's legs are hella skinny. Real nice. Probably thinks he's better than me with those legs. Wait until he tastes my lemon cake planetarium. He'll be wishing his legs were skinnier after that bite. You can bet your bees on that one. What does she bring? A dome? Legs like that and a dome cake? Probably vanilla. Get out of here. Watch out, cake jerks. Little legs coming through with the best cake.
Hi there. Brianna again, the owner of Brianna's Handmade Soap. Did you know that most mass-produced soaps contain animal byproducts like lard, tallow, and stearic acid? My commitment to animal welfare is evident in every product I make. Everything is vegan, meaning that I do not use any animal-based ingredients. My business is also certified cruelty-free, refraining from any animal testing. Beyond skincare, I actively support organizations that reduce animal suffering. With each purchase, 5% goes directly to farm animal sanctuaries. Brianna's Handmade Soap prioritizes kindness over cruelty. Please visit me at briannasoap.com. That is BRIANNASOAP.com. And use promo code INTERCEPTS to receive 25% off your first order.
Seem to be back in nature. Probably an animal again. Why can't I see anything? I could see as a bird. And I remember cracking out of the shell. No shell cracking this time. What doesn't hatch out of a shell and also can't see right at birth? Virtually everything? Definitely remember not doing well in biology when I was a human, but luckily, in whatever I am now, I can feel the sting of regret about that D+. Hello? Seems like someone just showed up next to me. If you can hear me, just know that I can't see, okay? So if I'm like a frightened, blind little mole or something, just ask yourself, how hungry are you, really? Do you really need to kill something so helpless? Maybe I grow up and I design a sophisticated series of underground tunnels with my mole skills for digging, and I give you access to the tunnels, and you let me ride around on your back. We form a bit of a super team. Let me ask you this, you in? Okay, you're a bird. Even better, I fly around on your back, and then we swoop into my tunnels and hang out and just be like really safe and good friends and not hungry and or murderous. What do you say, new bird friend? Any chance I'm a bird too and you're here to protect me? Maybe you've recently consumed some food and you'd like to regurgitate it for me. I'm your child? You know, I didn't care for that when I was a bird before, but I can warm up to the idea.
You're a snail.
I know that voice. Weren't you the bird who pushed me out of the nest in my last life?
You'll have to be more specific, friend. Wait, you're the guy who didn't like Mom's food. I remember you.
And do you remember shoving me out of the nest? Thanks for that. You were supposed to tell me how to choose which vessel I go into during the whoosh so that I can get back to my wife.
Oh, right. Yeah. You were the guy who wanted to fly down as a baby bird and reconnect with your adult human wife. How'd that go?
Terribly. You shoved me out of the nest and I died. And that felt like 20 seconds ago. How are you flying already?
I told you. Bird is my thing. I'm a quick flyer. Hey, hold still a second, would you?
I told you I can't move. I can feel you hopping with these antenna, though, and I can hear you. Did you just peck my shell?
What? No. That's ridiculous. I tripped. I think an acorn bounced off your shell.
Okay, well, just to be safe, I'm gonna shell up. Luckily, I can get my little snail body to do that.
Uh-huh. That's smart.
I can feel the wind going by. Did you take me up on the secret tunnel slash best friends idea?
Oh, yeah. That's pretty much what I had in mind. Just giving it a trial run. Excited for those tunnels. Snails are nice at tunnel making.
Oh, right. Yeah. Can snails dig tunnels? I didn't do so great in biology. I'd been thinking I'd do like really cool multi-layered tunnels, uppers and lowers, just to throw off the weasels and snakes and stuff.
Uh-huh. Sounds great.
Wow, the wind feels incredibly fast. You have this bird thing down.
That I do, muchacho. Listen, when you start to hear the whoosh, if you want to choose what you go into next, just say, stay.
Ugh, fell for it again. Why do I keep existing near you? I didn't die, and I also didn't hear what you said.
You really should try bird again. Just wait until you've had snail.
I am a snail. Why did you drop me, you maniac? I thought we were gonna be pals.
It was a great plan. No one can deny that. But if you knew how hungry I was, even you would pass up on the opportunity to travel through snail tunnels. Sorry, champ.
Can you at least tell me the code so that I don't end up as anything remotely close to you again?
You bet, Ace. See, what you want to say is... There we go. Right. My God, snail is good. I really appreciate this, pal. I was so hungry. And that flying was not easy with no energy. What you want to say when you first start to hear the whoosh is...
Intercepts is an independent podcast written and produced by David Huntsberger. Please support our sponsors. To make a one-time donation or become a sustaining member, please visit theendlessabyss.org.
It was me that waved to you from the bike.
What? Why didn't you say anything when I was telling you the story?
I felt bad that it caused you to be in an awkward situation, especially with some higher-ups, and I was mad you didn't invite me to that party.
You didn't look like you.
I like to wear a fake mustache when I ride.
Would love to pound my fists into a table currently, but I'm going to do some breathing instead.
Nice. Look at you!
I notice your deep, reflexive intake condition has improved.
Yeah, the tea helps.
I'm glad they changed their mind about giving it to you.
Well, once I threatened to sue them for denying service to someone with my condition, they came around.
They sure did. That's great. Great world.